With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone that was approaching a U.S. military aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. Central Command says the drone aggressively approached the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln with unclear intent. A spokesman says the drone continued to fly toward the ship despite de-escalatory measures taken by U.S. forces who were operating in international waters. The incident threatens to increase tensions as the Trump administration warns of possible military action to get Iran to the negotiating table. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House has passed a roughly $1.2 trillion spending package to end a partial government shutdown. The bill next goes to President Trump for his signature. The last bill still to be worked out covers the Department of Homeland Security, where Democrats are demanding more restrictions on enforcement operations. Trump has said he will sign the bill once it reaches his desk. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been advancing criminal contempt of Congress charges against both former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for defying a congressional subpoena to testify in the panel's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein donated to Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign and Hillary Clinton's joint fundraising committee ahead of her 2000 Senate campaign. The former president had a well-documented relationship with Epstein in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 166 points. The Nasdaq dropped 336. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on heaven and hell, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition called GAFCON say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces will go along with the rupture remains to be seen, and some individual churches aren't saying anything. This is SRN News. Disney is naming Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro as its next CEO, succeeding Bob Iger. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more on the story.
D'Amaro has served as Disney Experiences Chairman, spearheading efforts for the company's theme parks, cruises, and resorts. The decision on the next chief executive at Disney comes almost 4 years after the company's choice to replace Iger went badly, forcing Iger back into the job. Only 2 years after stepping down as CEO, Iger returned to Disney in 2022 after a period of clashes, missteps, and weakening financial performance. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Small Business Administration said in a policy note that green card holders won't be allowed to apply for SBA loans effective March 1st. The move's the latest by SBA. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.